Helen Davis has been coming to these kinds of events for years. The 79-year-old Woodlawn resident sits along the wall of the gym at Girls Inc., waiting for the forum to start. Her cane lies across the table in front of her. Davis may be slow to move physically, but she's quick to talk about what she expects from candidates.
I want definitely long-lasting stuff that is going to educate and produce long-term leadership.
Education is her top priority. Davis says it's sad the state had to take over the Birmingham City Schools after infighting among board members. Every one of the half dozen voters I spoke with here mentioned education first, including Eastlake resident Latasha Tony.
I'm in my 20s. I want to know what these people are going to do to try to help our young people to get a quality education in Birmingham. So the parents are not required to take their children to different areas like, you know, private schools over the mountains. I feel like people.
Tony says she's a social worker, and it's popular among students to drop out or get pregnant. Apart from the schools, she says the new downtown baseball stadium is nice, but her car is getting torn up when she drives to work.
What about the roads? What about these old houses? What about the areas where if it rains too much, they're flooded?
All candidates for mayor, if you would, please come forth.
Moderator Myesha Hutchinson quiets the crowd as mayoral hopefuls take their seats behind a table at the front of the gym. Besides the mayor's race, voters hear from city council and school board candidates in districts 2 through 5, covering roughly downtown and neighborhoods to the east. Hutchinson begins asking questions submitted by the audience.
The renovation of I-2059 through downtown is a project that will have a major impact on the city.
Candidates also field questions about friction between the city council and mayor, about a land bank, a new proposal to deal with abandoned property. School board candidates are asked about negative perceptions of Birmingham City schools, the potential loss of accreditation, and tension between the superintendent and the board. Listening to the 2 hours of questions and answers is Dave Barnhart. He moved to Crestwood from Homewood a year ago.
I've heard a lot of people be very cynical about Birmingham politics. I was impressed with, there's some really good candidates.
Barnhart says Birmingham is riding a wave right now, but the momentum could easily sputter out. He's looking for leaders with vision who are trustworthy and willing to work with others. Moderator Myesha Hutchinson is also president of the Oak Ridge Park Neighborhood Association. She says she's surprised crime and jobs didn't garner more attention. She says a few people mentioned an ongoing train issue in Collegeville. Standing trains can box in residents or make it difficult for emergency vehicles to access the area. Hutchinson says she feels tension right now about Birmingham's progress. She sees blight in her neighborhood. She also loves the new downtown entertainment district.
I'm not the only person in this city, the young professional, that's looking for, you know, a nightlife and things to do. There are people who are raising families and they want safe, livable communities that look good, with good property values, with good school systems. So those are the things. It has to be a combination. It can't just be one or the other.
Figuring out that combination? That's up to the winners of next Tuesday's election. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.